Hello, everybody. I don't think this is the state fair, Dave Harrigan. I don't see anybody.
That's a bummer.
So I'm going to start the first two segments, appreciation. Things in my life that I thought about this weekend, which are very good. I'm, like everybody, I have stuff. But it was a weekend where I just thought some great stuff happened with my family. And I just wanted to appreciate how fortunate we all are in some areas. That doesn't mean we don't have many parts of our lives which are daunting, which are challenging, which are overwhelming, which are evil. But I want you to text me. Think of something in your life and you just have great appreciation that that aspect of your life is taking place right now. I'll start with the fair. Okay, it's clear I am not a fan of the media experience at the fair. And some of it, I just have done it so long. But outside of one very strange encounter, and then another borderline one. Now, let's go two. Somebody who used to call me a lot, still calls my former station, and just was going down a really strange road. And then one individual who, because my father knew somebody 45 years before, was convinced I was still the best of friends with the entire family and would not accept my answer that I'm not.
Don't forget also the proprietor of a booth at the fair who heard their product being discussed on another show demanded to speak with you about it because it had to be you talking about it.
That's three. You're right. That's three. That was very strange. And both of us are trying to explain there are different shows. And you were like, I'll take your card. She wasn't very friendly.
I heard it. It was just discussed on WCCO.
Yeah. And we're trying to go, no, it was Adam and Jordana. They do this fair food fight. Great idea. You, by the way, go out with the company credit card.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Closed Circuit Brad Lane, when do we just get to wander around with the company credit card?
Well, I do.
Yeah, for this show, though, we'd like it.
Well, I don't care about your show.
You're cheating on us.
Well, I can just, pick up a little snack here or there.
Show tramp.
Nobody notices.
Show tramp.
Fine.
That's your new nickname. Dave Harrigan. Show tramp.
I don't mind that name. That works.
But the overwhelming number of people who will take time and it will come out and sit and watch our dopey show or any of our dopey shows and sit there and talk about their recent listeners, their listeners of 40, 50 years. And again, this does go back to when I was at the fan. This goes back to when Barrera and I were together at the fan. And if the fan gets an awning, bravo. That's not my concern. Closed Circuit to Gons and Lane. We couldn't be any further away from the fair than we are today. Get an effing fan umbrella out there. Don't ask the fair. Just do it. Because if you ask the fair, they say no. Are they going to literally rip the awning down? Because you saw, we had some beautiful days. We had a couple, let's go with this weather term, scorcher. We had a couple shows where we had some really good people there. And normally we'll have, 7,500 or whatever. Nobody, and I don't blame them. The sun's coming right over the building. The benches, which were nice, but they're a heat-sucking missile.
Even on the days, an 80-degree day, it feels lovely. But when you happen to be there around, 1 o'clock, 1:30 till probably through Jason's show,
gets hot.
It's a little rough when the sun's just pouring straight down over the top of the building.
It just gets hot.
Yeah.
So please, just like today, I'll call Andy Lindis. I'll pay for the whole damn thing. Okay.
Wow.
I'm willing to pay for the whole thing under one caveat: we don't ask the fare. Just do it.
It's easier to ask forgiveness than permission, right?
Exactly. What does an awning cost, by the way?
I can't be more than a couple bucks.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'll pay for it.
Just a, you know,
I just want
piece
the leaven.
Of fabric and a couple sticks.
I want an app. We're going to get to apps with you and whether you're a terrible parent or not. 105, is Dave Harrigan a terrible parent?
Just yes.
I'm leaning yes after hearing this story today.
I get it.
Yeah. I want the button. I want to be awning guy.
Can we get the sound of Major on the copy machine to play as
up.
The awning goes?
Be very good. Very good. So I'm going to tell you moments of appreciation from this weekend. I want you to tell me through a text or a phone call, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line. Doing the show, only hearing things out of my left ear. For some reason, the right ear is gone out of the headphones. It's possible my right ear in real life is gone. So we had a busy weekend and a lot centered around Q. Out with my best friend of 39 years. Jason and I met at the Harvard of the West, and we met through a friend, and he has been my closest, I guess, non-married, non-relationship friend for 39 years. I am immensely lucky. He's a great human being. By the way, you could only have one best friend, close circuit Lindsey Gansel, close circuit Jamie Yuccas. Don't come at me with, well, it depends on the circumstance. No, you're with me, right? One best friend.
And that's outside of a marriage or relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's fair.
Right? You can't say, well, it depends. If somebody's really good in this situation, that's true, but they're still one best friend.
To bring up Major again, as he's told us before, you have one body bag
first. Body bag first. Do I want Jason as my body bag? I don't know. But he's still my best friend. So we're out in the water. With his wife, who I love, we were debating if, as I was driving the boat and he was water skiing, which one of us would miss him more, you know? I mean, I got to play golf with somebody. I mean, he's in a matter of months, he'll be beating me. That's how disastrous it's going. But then his daughter's there with two friends who are just amazing. And I've known his daughter from birth, and she's just a wonderful human being. And then Q around water can be kind of hesitant. And he was loving it, watching water skiing. Then he jumps in the water, which for my son with the developmental challenges and a lot of anxiety, that's not easy for him to do. That's a lot for him to overcome. And to see him jump in over and over again was just pure bleeping joy for me, right? Then on Sunday, we still have a place that my father owns, or I guess he doesn't own. I guess I own it, but he, as long as I'm alive, that's my father's place.
Still your dad's spot.
Yep. And it's a nice spot. And again, it's Quentin in and out of the pool, just doing a lot of stuff, and just he is in such a good stretch without a seizure for months. And because of his seizures, he still needs to wear a life jacket. We still need to be safe. But just see him where before he would be so hesitant to do that. And then yesterday, my Labor Day boy, Griffin Andrew Hartman, turns 28. Yeah, I'm really old. My middle son is 28. And Griffin has a giant heart. He's got a razor-sharp wit. And he's just an amazing person from a completely biased point of view. I'm not trying to be detached about my kids. I'm not expecting anybody to be detached about their kids. And so to celebrate his birthday, obviously I've said many times, Kathleen, my ex-wife, is one of my closest friends on the planet. Her mom, Vi, our relationship changed zero when we separated. We're still great friends. And then for Hunter to be out there with his girlfriend, Michaela, who's such a spectacular addition to our family, for all of us to have fun. And they have a young Springer named Gates. She'll be named after a golfer. That's the family tradition. I'm not real pleased. Gates is a great dog. And then Kathleen brought out her dog, Charlie. Charlie's 13 and a half. Charlie's had both his ACLs replaced. He's got hip issues. It's a challenge. So seeing the dogs interact is always fun. I showed you. You go to the Twitter machine, at Chad Hartman Show. The dogs jumped up on the couch. It's harder for Charlie, but Gates is 6 months. He's spry. He's fast. He's like Justin Jefferson fast. And I was right next to the dogs. I said, Hunt, don't shoot me, but shoot the picture of the dogs. It looks like we sat there and set this up for hours. They both are precisely looking at Hunter's phone. And it's so good. So at Chad Hartman Show, check it out. And then my oldest boy, Charlie, going downstairs towards the water. That's really, really tough. Charlie used to love going in the river. And Hunter looks at me and goes, let's take Charlie down to the river. And Hunter is carrying 13-and-a-half-year-old Charlie down 100 steps. By the way, the steps might have been put in when my father was a child.
So I'm sure he took care of them.
Oh, he took care of them very well. Yes. And you know, there's a moment where you're so dang proud of your kid. And my kid thought of, well, Charlie can't do this anymore because it's tough for him to walk and his eyesight's not great. You know, replacement ACLs and two hips that are not good. And then when Charlie got down by the water, I mean, he just had extra juice. He was just so excited. Then again, watching Hunter carry Charlie back up those steps, the two of them, and the bond we all have with dogs, and how we don't deserve dogs, and we also don't deserve kids who turn out to be just remarkable adults. And it made me just think I can be a cynical, smart aleck a fair amount of life, but I got a lot of things to be incredibly appreciative of and lucky to have them. I want to hear from Dave, too. I want to hear from you. We'll get to snark soon. We'll get to nonsense. We'll offer up criticism, but something that's dawned on you lately, maybe it was today, tied to school, where it made you just appreciate this person, this circumstance is in your life, and you're just a better person because of it. What do you want to say? Call or text 651-461-9226. Okay, let's go. What do you have? Something in your life right now that it just brings you joy. You feel fortunate. Maybe you take it for granted and then some moment reminds you and you're reminded how lucky you are to have this person, these individuals, this part of your life. What do you have? Let's go. I'm sure you have plenty of items to offer. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. I offered up a number of reminders for me off the weekend. I would greatly love to hear from you. Text away 651-461-9226. Sir, what do you have?
I'm actually stumped on this one. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
That you didn't see me for 3 days?
That's been very positive. Very positive. By the way, I did hear you say, and I quote last week, I like the state fair. I don't love it. I like it. And I will take that as a win.
Yeah. Fake news.
You're growing in your appreciation.
Wrong voice. I don't know what you're talking about.
For me, the first thing that comes to mind, as it does for so many people, are, you know, family, kids specifically. And it's we're at a stage in life now at 7 and 4 where they bring me so much joy. And there's also just a tinge of sadness that comes with it, too, in just watching them grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And watching them, you know, do things for the first time. Our youngest got on a tag-along bike for the first time last Thursday or Friday behind my wife.
That's awesome.
As we went for a bike ride. And the oldest kept up on her own bike for the first time. You know, we just did, you know, 5 or 6 mile ride. But the 4-year-old was so happy and so proud of herself. And, I mean, smiling the entire time. And the older, the 7-year-old, was pedaling her heart out, trying to keep out, just watching those little feet.
5-6 miles, man.
Yeah, I mean, those little feet were just flying as much as she could, but kept up. And she was thrilled that she got to do that. That was awesome. And then yesterday, while I was here, my wife was home. She had the holiday off and had all these plans of, you know, maybe we'll go to a playground. Maybe we'll do this, do that. Turns out they stepped outside at about 10:30 and the neighbor kids were out.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids were basically gone from the house until about 5 o'clock that evening.
Those days are great.
Across the street.
Yeah, right.
Down at Jackson's house, over to Nevaeh's house. And, you know, it's just, I called my wife as I was coming home after the show and said, hey, how are things? And she sounded kind of bummed out. She spent the whole day basically just sitting out on a blanket under a tree in our front yard, just watching the kids go this way, that way, run home to go to the bathroom and grab lunch quick. But they didn't want to eat lunch at home on the picnic blanket she had set up because they had to get back to their friend's house. So they grabbed their lunch in a box and ran down there. And she's like, she was, you know, on one hand, not quite as happy as I was, probably just to hear that they were having a great day. They have so many friends in the neighborhood. They're growing up and they're strong and tough and able to do all the things. But she's just bummed out that already at 7 mm-hmm. and 4, it's, you know.
It's going fast.
Yeah, I had a day of making plans, and they were barely here. And I know they're having fun. I know they're having the best day ever, but, man, it goes fast.
There are still so many great memories, even when they're adults. That's part of what this weekend reminded me. All right, let's get to a number of texts. I appreciate it. Going to be a grandpa for the first time in about a week. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it, Chad, you're making me tear up. I had a dog when I was a kid. I spent a lot of time literally in the doghouse with Smokey. Watching my oldest carry Charlie up and down those stairs and thinking of all the memories we've had with Charlie and worrying about Charlie a lot. Hearing is not good. Sight, not good. A lot of visits to the vet.
We got the same thing going. Our dog's just about the same age as Charlie.
Yeah. I've spent plenty of money on Charlie, and the budget to keep Charlie healthy and viable, there is none. I love that dog that much, you know, but we also don't want to put him in a spot where it brings him pain, you know, and what you can do and what you can't do. More. My granddaughter starting kindergarten today, seeing her so hungry to learn, excited for school, so proud. Very fortunate to have my 93-year-old mother still with our family. Extremely fortunate for the love and support and guidance of her and my late father. Chad, I became a daily listener during COVID. I had to eat lunch in my car alone. I'm lucky to have CCO Radio and the good hosts and producers. Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you. My wife and I got engaged on this day in 2010 at Annie's Parlor. Have always appreciated seeing my potential, given I was divorced, unemployed, and recovering brain injury when we first met. Wow. That's fantastic. To have someone who was going through all those things,
mm-hmm.
and they still saw the greatness in you.
Reminds me, I was engaged on Labor Day 2007.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I had a boy on Labor Day. I live with friends of mine. They have two daughters, 15 and 22. They are awesome kids. I'm lucky to have them in life. They think of me as a big brother, even though I'm a lot older. That's pretty good. Excellent. Excellent picks. A man who invents calendar days as often as he wakes up. Mr. Big Calendar Defier himself, Adam Carter, with Ask Adam Anything. He is next. Get those texts going for Carter. 651-461-9226. Adam is in the house. He has announced that tomorrow is July 4th. Tomorrow he's going with Independence Day is now
Light
September
those fireworks
4th.
Off. Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Get out of here. Why do the three of us believe the fair is more popular than ever? What did we send? Not knowing the numbers from yesterday yet, right? I think we have five attendance records.
Yeah.
256,000 people were out there Sunday. I saw our guy Blois was suggesting that Walls' appearance may have played a part. I'm voting no. I don't think it played a part with one person. Do you think one person said, I'm going to the fair?
Well, how soon?
Because the governor is going to be out there?
Was it common knowledge
well,
he was going to be there Sunday?
I think we in the media
we knew
Thursday or Friday.
Yep.
but public Saturday?
At least Saturday it was made public, yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, do you think Beloit's I just don't see it at all.
I don't see that. Like,
I would think
now's my chance to go see Governor Walz.
I would think some might be saying, wait, there's going to be even more security?
I was going to say, no. I would
it gives me more like, reason out, to
yeah,
not
I'll,
go.
I'll skip it and go Monday.
What are you seeing there, Dave?
I was just looking at the daily attendance. We had 225,000 on Friday. Saturday, I was out there.
Insane.
It felt completely slammed, and that was only 207. I thought that would be the busier day compared to Sunday.
Yeah. Why? Yesterday was really busy.
So what is going on? We've had the food wave for, what, 10, 15 years? The thing about the food wave, though, so many people I talk to, they still go to the standbys, which is fine. You do you.
Yeah.
So that's when I wrestle with how much is it the places are coming up with all the great food. And I got to be honest, this year, I don't think there was one new food where I thought, I absolutely have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
Obviously, the deep-fried ranch was the star of the show. And as a ranch hater, it was better than I expected. You know, what I've waited in line. Oldest boy, again, was out there. They were out there with a few couples. One woman waited in line an hour and 15 minutes for those donuts.
Those donuts were amazing, by the way. The Amish donuts?
Yes.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
But not, yeah.
There's no donut.
No.
On planet Earth without an automatic orgasm, am I waiting an hour and 15 minutes for? I mean, Dave, hour and 15 minutes. What are you waiting for?
Big donut.
Big donut. Man.
I had a bite of one. Shaletta brought some to the booth, and I thought, that's good.
They're really good donuts.
I thought it was good.
It was very good.
Was it blow my mind good? No.
Yeah. No. So why? Why is the fair so?
I think it's the vibe of the fair. Like yesterday, too, like even Jen and I, we love the fair. We like just hanging out. It's kind of a good date day to go out there. And even yesterday, so we were planning on it because I thought, you know, Monday, Labor Day is usually fairly quiet out there.
Perfect outside yesterday.
It was perfect outside, and we're done with the show, and it was really crowded. I'm like, man, it is really crowded today.
Are you saying because of the Adam and Jordana show?
Totally.
There sounds like
there's
a hint.
Well, hey, we were live. I don't know if I can't speak to anybody else.
Proud that it wasn't live.
And we're so for like a split second. My mind's like, maybe we should just leave. But then I'm like, no, this is like the vibe. I love the vibe of the fair.
Once
you're there.
Right.
Right.
Dave, Adam's saying the vibe. I don't know. Has the vibe changed that much?
No. And I think that's the brilliance of it. It's still the same great Minnesota get-together. It's still the same attractions. Yeah. You know, you add a couple, lose a couple.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, we go every year just, you know, aside from working, but for fun. And, yeah, I end up getting a lot of the same foods, try some new ones. But, you know, it's always the Tom Thumb mini donuts. It's always a cheese curd. It's always Pronto Pups. It's those once-a-year traditions. It's dipping back into our childhood a little bit.
Yeah.
Adam, how often do you wear a suit and tie to work?
I don't think I've ever worn a suit and tie. Well, I'm sure there was some instance where I wore a suit and tie.
But it was something afterwards, right?
No. I'm sure I had to cover some event where I had to wear a suit. Yeah, like so for like back doing election coverage, if I had to be out on site on election coverage, I wore a suit and tie.
But, are we doing debate after dark next week?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody's approached me about it.
Yeah? I don't know. Do you want to do it again? I thought we had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah? Doesn't sound like you're excited about it.
Can we do debate next day?
It's 10:30. Past your bedtime. I know
it is
that.
Past
my
bedtime.
Guy takes his teeth out for after a bonanza finishes at about 8:15. You know?
Matlock. How about the new Matlock? You know, they're rebooting Matlock with Kathy Bates.
Saw that. That's an interesting selection. Adam, was there ever a time the media was biased in favor of conservative viewpoint? And if so, when and why did it change?
I don't think so.
I would say we have outlets such as Fox News, conservative talk radio,
right,
which are massively popular.
Yep.
Fox News dominates its competitors. Conservative radio dominates. Twitter is run by Elon Musk,
yeah,
who posted a picture of Kamala Harris, what is it, a Chinese communist?
Yes.
Okay, so now Twitter's owner is pushing heavily for Donald Trump to win the election,
mm-hmm,
and posting photos of his opponent,
yeah,
as a commie.
Yep.
I think I just gave you three.
If they could only catch it, if they could only get their voice out there.
Yeah, so
censoring conservative views.
Are there a long list of traditional media outlets, newspapers, TVs, where I wonder? Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Yep.
I also think at times there's just good reporting, which isn't favorable towards a conservative,
yep,
and people are just assuming,
mm-hmm,
there's bias.
Yep.
Okay. What has popped up again lately, Esme is interviewing Scott Jensen in 2022 at the fair. And Scott, who I have a good professional relationship with, I just saw Scott when the U.S. Amateur was at Hazeltine. Saw Scott out there. Fair. I mean, I was highly critical of Scott's run. Scott also came in here a year ago,
mm-hmm,
and did a mea culpa. Scott Jensen's been on the show multiple times since Tim Walz was last time on the show 2 years ago. But CCO lost their feed from the fair. Mm-hmm. There was a technical snafu. They happen. My God, no technical snafus happen at this radio station, do they? And in this era of Twitter, just let's go the bonanza, either the far right or far left, they're convinced this was somebody apparently within the Walz administration who flipped a switch.
Yeah. Prove them wrong.
If you want to go with, you know, you don't agree with Esme's reporting or Hauser's reporting, fine. But the idea that there's a switch and a conservative's making a valid point and we're going to cut him off, lunacy.
It is lunacy. It's complete lunacy.
It just right. Is. It's a 47 past 12. Let's keep those texts coming. 651-461-9226. What is our music theme today? Is it tied to school starting?
Yeah, we got schools, we got teachers, we got buses, we got all tied to the first day of school for a lot of Minnesotans today.
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher?
I thought about that one.
Who was?
I was smoking in the boys' room. You'll hear that.
Yeah. Who was your hottest teacher?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Put
that down. Chet Hartman asks Adam Carter, who is your hottest teacher? More great questions on CCO
Radio. That'll be in the tweet.
I don't really remember any that were super hot. No offense to any of my teachers.
Thanks.
And that's men and women included.
A lot of them are listening right now.
Yeah. Bunch of Uggos in South St. Paul.
Yeah. should Walz have headed over to the Never Walz booth?
Yes.
100%, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think he did not hear the question about the six hostages killed? If he didn't, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because you can't even just say, like, it's a tragedy. And so I
he heard the other questions. He's looking seemingly where the sound is coming from.
Yeah.
And again, if you missed it, this is the governor. He's in the dairy building.
Mm-hmm.
Puff question.
He's got a mop in his hand. Yeah.
And then what do you want to say about the six hostages
who
were killed? Waits about a beat and said, all right, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And walks away.
Yeah.
I don't know if he couldn't hear it.
I don't know either.
But I know he heard the other questions. Yeah. And Governor Walz is smart enough to handle that question.
Yes, he is.
And if somebody told him beforehand, only ask light, fair questions, they gave him awful advice. And by the way, that doesn't take him off the hook for me. He should say, that's fine, Mr. and Mrs. Handler.
Yeah, right.
I can say, this is another tragedy. This has been horrifying since October 7th,
mm-hmm,
We need to find a way to get the hostages home and also treat the Palestinians with respect.
Yep.
That's just not a tough answer,
no,
right?
No. Not when you're that high up and you're that far along as a politician. That's seasoned.
You're supposedly a heartbeat away from the presidency if you win, and you couldn't do that one. I just don't understand. Adam, is it wrong to wait in line for an hour and 15 minutes for donuts, buy two dozen, then go back in line and start selling them for a huge markup?
That's called capitalism, baby.
I think it is.
Probably can't do that, though.
So the line was so long, right? Somebody videotaped it. I forget who. And it just goes on forever. I think there were some estimates the line was 2 hours. What did they cost? They were brought to us for free.
Susie said they were $8 a pop yesterday.
Okay.
Eight a piece?
Yeah.
Are you surprised seeing the other prices out there this year?
No, not at all.
No, that's why the giant slide is still the greatest bargain out there. It's $4.
Yep.
You know, it's $4.
Yep.
Not in the corn roast. Corn is still $4.
Yeah, I think the Skyride, the Space Needle, is only $5, I believe.
That sounds right. Yep.
It's a long line, though.
For what?
Space Needle.
No. Like, I walked by it a couple of times.
Really?
Barely any line.
Well, we tried to do the Skyride when Q was out there.
Uh-huh.
Super long.
Line, yeah.
Super long. If there's like a sign where it shows how long you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
And it's $8, and you're willing to wait in that line, and Adam Carter shows up and it's for $15.
Oh, no question.
Not even a second's thought, right? Because I get people saying, no, Adam is in the house. He has announced that tomorrow is July 4th. Tomorrow he's going with Independence Day is now
Light
September
those fireworks
4th.
Off. Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Get out of here. Why do the three of us believe the fair is more popular than ever? What did we send? Not knowing the numbers from yesterday yet, right? I think we have 5 attendance records.
Yeah.
256,000 people were out there Sunday. I saw our guy Blois was suggesting that Walls' appearance may have played a part. I'm voting no. I don't think it played a part with one person. Do you think one person said, I'm going to the fair?
Well, how soon?
Because the governor is going to be out there?
Was it common knowledge he was going to be there Sunday?
I think we in the media
knew that.
Thursday or Friday, but public Saturday?
At least Saturday it was made public, yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, do you think Blois said, I just don't see it at all.
I don't see that. Like,
I would think.
Now's my chance to go see Governor Walls?
I would think some might be saying, wait, there's going to even more security?
I was going to say, no. I would
it gives me
it.
More like, reason out, to
yeah,
not
I'll,
go.
I'll skip it and go Monday.
What are you seeing there, Dave?
I was just looking at the daily attendance. We had 225,000 on Friday. Saturday, I was out there.
Insane.
It felt completely slammed, and that was only 207. I thought that would be the busier day compared to Sunday.
Yeah.
Why?
Yesterday was really busy.
So what is going on? We've had the food wave for, what, 10, 15 years? The thing about the food wave, though, so many people I talk to, they still go to the standbys, which is fine. You do you.
Yeah.
So that's when I wrestle with how much is it the places are coming up with all the great food. And I got to be honest, this year, I don't think there was one new food where I thought, I absolutely have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
Obviously, the deep-fried ranch was the star of the show, and as a ranch hater, it was better than I expected. You know, what I've waited in line. Oldest boy, again, was out there. They were out there with a few couples. One woman waited in line an hour and 15 minutes for those donuts.
Those donuts are amazing, by the way. The Amish donuts?
Yes.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
But not, yeah.
There's no donut.
No.
On planet Earth without an automatic orgasm, am I waiting an hour and 15 minutes for? I mean, Dave, hour and 15 minutes. What are you waiting for?
Big donut.
Big donut. Man.
I had a bite of one. Shaletta brought some to the booth, and I thought, it's good.
They're really good donuts.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was very good.
Was it blow my mind good? No.
No. So why? Why is the fair so?
I think it's the vibe of the fair. Like yesterday too, like even Jen and I, we love the fair. We like just hanging out. It's kind of a good date day to go out there. And even yesterday, so we were planning on it because I thought, you know, Monday, Labor Day is usually fairly quiet out there.
Perfect outside yesterday.
It was perfect outside, and we're done with the show, and it was really crowded. I'm like, man, it is really crowded today.
Are you saying because of the Adam and Jordana show?
Totally. So,
there sounds like there's
live.
A hint.
Well, hey, we were live. I don't know if I can't speak to anybody else.
Proud that it wasn't live.
And we're so for like a split second. My mind's like, maybe we should just leave. But then I'm like, no, this is like the vibe. I love the vibe of the fair.
Once
you're there.
Right.
Right.
Dave, Adam's saying the vibe. I don't know. Has the vibe changed that much?
No. And I think that's the brilliance of it. It's still the same great Minnesota get together. It's still the same attractions. Yeah. You know, you add a couple, lose a couple.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, we go every year. Just, you know, aside from working, but for fun. And yeah, I end up getting a lot of the same foods, try some new ones, but you know, it's always the Tom Thumb mini donuts. It's always a cheese curd. It's always Pronto Pups. It's it's those once a year traditions. It's dipping back into our childhood a little bit.
Yeah.
Adam, how often you wear a suit and tie to work?
I don't think I've ever worn a suit and tie. Well, I'm sure there was some instance where I wore a suit and tie.
But it was something afterwards, right?
No, I'm sure I had to cover some event where I had to wear a suit. Yeah, like, so for, like, back doing election coverage, if I had to be out on site on election coverage, I wore a suit and tie.
Are we doing debate after dark next week?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody's approached me about
it. Yeah? I don't know. Do you want to do it again? I thought we had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like you're excited about it.
Can we do debate next day?
It's 10:30. Past your bedtime. I know
it is
that.
Past
my
bedtime.
Guy takes his teeth out for after a bonanza finishes at about 8:15. You know,
Matlock. How about the new Matlock? You know, they're rebooting Matlock with Kathy Bates.
I saw that. That's an interesting selection. Adam, was there ever a time the media was biased in favor of conservative viewpoint? And if so, when and why did it change?
I don't think so.
I would say we have outlets such as Fox News, conservative talk radio, which are massively popular.
Yep.
Fox News dominates its competitors. Conservative radio dominates. Twitter is run by Elon Musk, who posted a picture of Kamala Harris, a Chinese communist?
Yes.
Okay, so now Twitter's owner is pushing heavily for Donald Trump to win the election and posting photos of his opponent as a commie.
Yep.
I think I just gave you three.
If they could only get their voice out there.
Yeah, so
censoring conservative views.
Are there a long list of traditional media outlets, newspapers, TVs, where I wonder? Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Yep.
I also think at times there's just good reporting, which isn't favorable towards a conservative, and people are just assuming there's bias. Yeah. Okay. What has popped up again lately, Esme is interviewing Scott Jensen in 2022 at the fair. And Scott, who I have a good professional relationship with, I just saw Scott when the U.S. Amateur was at Hazeltine. Saw Scott out there. Fair. I mean, I was highly critical of Scott's run. Scott also came in here a year ago and did a mea culpa. Scott Jensen's been on the show multiple times since Tim Walz was last time on the show 2 years ago. But CCO lost their feed from the fair. There was a technical snafu. They happen. My God, no technical snafus happen at this radio station, do they? And in this era of Twitter, the bonanza either to the far right or far left, they're convinced this was somebody, apparently within the Walz administration, who flipped a switch.
Yeah. Prove them wrong.
If you want to go with, you know, you don't agree with Esme's reporting or Hauser's reporting, fine. But the idea that there's a switch and a conservative's making a valid point and we're going to cut him off, lunacy.
It is lunacy. It's complete lunacy.
It just right. is. It's 47 past 12. Let's keep those texts coming. 651-461-9226. What is our music theme today? Is it tied to school starting?
Yeah, we got schools, we got teachers, we got buses, we got all tied to the first day of school for a lot of Minnesotans today.
Van Halen, hot for teacher?
I thought about that one. Who was? I was smoking in the boys' room. You'll hear that.
Yes. Yeah. Who was your hottest teacher?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you. Put that down. Chet Hartman asks Adam Carter, who is your hottest teacher? More great questions on CCO
Radio. That'll be in the tweet.
I don't really remember any that were super hot. No offense to any of my teachers. Thanks. And that's men and women included.
A lot of them are listening right now.
Yeah. Bunch of Uggos in South St.
Yeah.
Paul.
Should Walls have headed over to the Never Walls booth?
Yes.
100%, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think he did not hear the question about the six hostages killed? If he didn't, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because you can't even just say, like, it's a tragedy. And so
he heard the other questions. He's looking seemingly where the sound is coming from.
Yeah.
And again, if you missed it, this is the governor. He's in the dairy building.
Mm-hmm.
Puff question.
He's got a malt in his hand. Yeah.
And then what do you want to say about the six hostages who were killed? Waits about a beat and said, all right, everybody, and walks away.
Yeah.
I don't know if he couldn't hear it.
I don't know either.
But I know he heard the other questions, and Governor Walz is smart enough to handle that question.
Yes, he is.
And if somebody told him beforehand, only ask light, fair questions, they gave him awful advice. And by the way, that doesn't take him off the hook for me. He should say, that's fine, Mr. and Mrs. Handler.
Yeah, right.
I can say, this is another tragedy. This has been horrifying since October 7th. Mm-hmm. We need to find a way to get the hostages home and also treat the Palestinians with respect.
Yep.
That's just not a tough answer, right?
No, not when you're that high up and you're that far along as a politician. That's seasoned.
You're supposedly a heartbeat away from the presidency if you win, and you couldn't do that one? I just don't understand. Adam, is it wrong to wait in line for an hour and 15 minutes for donuts, buy two dozen, then go back in line and start selling them for a huge markup?
That's called capitalism, baby.
I think it is.
Probably can't do that, though.
So the line was so long. Right? Somebody videotaped it. I forget who. And it just goes on forever. I think there were some estimates the line was 2 hours. What did they cost? They were brought to us for free.
Susie said they were $8 a pop yesterday.
Okay.
Eight a piece?
Yeah.
Are you surprised seeing the other prices out there this year?
No, not at all.
No, that's why the Giant Slide is still the greatest bargain out there. It's $4.
Yep.
You know, it's $4.
Yep.
Not in the corn roast. Corn is still $4.
I think the Skyride, the Space Needle, is only $5, I believe.
That sounds right. Yep.
It's a long line, though.
For what?
Space Needle.
No. Like, I walked by it a couple of times.
Really?
Barely any line.
Well, we tried to do the Skyride when Q was out there.
Uh-huh.
Super long.
Line, yeah.
Super long. If there's, like, a sign where it shows how long you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
And it's $8, and you're willing to wait in that line, and Adam Carter shows up, and it's for $15?
Oh, no question.
Not even a second's thought, right? Because I get people saying, no way am I paying $8. And it's a very defendable position,
by
the way. But if you're in that line for 2 hours, you know what you're saying? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Was today more emotional than other days for you? With your oldest in her senior year?
A little bit, yeah. It's realizing that she's a senior and Man, time flies, man. It's just been seeing those pictures that I found. It's a big day.
I heard you and Jordana talking about and saying this is a year to, you know, mm-hmm. buckle down. I think Jordana's right. I think it's probably the junior year, right?
Yeah. I said I probably should have had that talk with her last year.
But it's still good. When did she start applying for schools? Or is she going to college?
Now. Yeah.
What about now? Yeah.
She wants to. She's got her eye on a couple. She has St. Kate's. Where her mom
went. What about where dad went?
No. I don't think she's even thought about it. I'll ask her.
Either one?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Is that because she's running from your past? Or?
Maybe. I haven't really encouraged him. I mean, my time there was fine, but I don't really go out of my way to bang the Gustavus drum.
Chad, time and place. The question was not appropriate in that situation. Jeez Louise, talking about walls. Give me a break.
Yeah. No.
He's right in front of you.
Yes.
He's the vice presidential nominee.
A newsworthy item.
A newsworthy item is six hostages were tortured and killed, and we can't ask the vice presidential nominee that question? By the way, did you see Kamala this weekend getting out of the... limousine, she's got her headphones in. Just to avoid even hearing the questions. Honestly. One interview, and we're not going to get another interview before the... from a week out, are we? Week from today is the debate.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Is she going to do... what's your guess? Will Harris... We're 2 months and a couple days away from the election. Yes or no, will she do a formal press conference before the election?
My gut would say no.
I don't think
I don't
she
think
is
she
either.
She has to.
She should, though, right?
Don't go, as somebody who cares about journalism,
1,000%. You want to hang out for the next couple hours?
Nope.
Wow. Adam hates the show. Put it down in ink. Ari is next, and then early next hour, is Dave Harrigan a terrible parent? What is our music theme today? So tied to school starting?
Yeah, we got schools, we got teachers, we got buses, we got all tied to the first day of school for a lot of Minnesotans today.
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher?
I thought about that one. Who was smoking in the boys' room? You'll hear that.
Yes. Yeah. Who was your hottest teacher?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Put
that down. Chad Hartman asks Adam Carter, who is your hottest teacher? More great questions on CCO
Radio. That'll be in the tweet.
I don't really remember any that were super hot. No offense to any of my teachers.
Thanks.
And that's men and women included.
A lot of them are listening right now.
No. Yeah. Bunch of Ogos in South St. Paul.
Huh? should Walls have headed over to the Never Walls booth?
Yes.
100%, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think he did not hear the question about the six hostages killed? If he didn't, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because you can't even just say, like, it's a tragedy. And so
he heard the other questions. He's looking seemingly where the sound is coming from.
Yeah.
And again, if you missed it, this is the governor. He's in the dairy building.
Mm-hmm.
Puff question.
He's got a malt in his hand. Yeah.
And then what do you want to say about the six hostages who were killed? Waits about a beat and said, all right, everybody, and walks away.
Yeah,
I don't know if he couldn't hear it.
I don't know either.
But I know he heard the other questions, and Governor Walls is smart enough to handle that question.
Yes, he is.
And if somebody told him beforehand, only ask light, fair questions, they gave him awful advice. And by the way, that doesn't take him off the hook for me. He should say, that's fine. Mr. and Mrs. Handler, I can say this is another tragedy. This has been horrifying since October 7th. Mm-hmm. We need to find a way to get the hostages home and also treat the Palestinians with respect.
Yep.
That's just not a tough answer, right?
No, not when you're that high up and you're that far along as a politician. That's seasoned.
You're supposedly a heartbeat away from the presidency if you win. And you couldn't do that one? I just don't understand. Adam, is it wrong to wait in line for an hour and 15 minutes for donuts, buy two dozen, then go back in line and start selling them for a huge markup.
That's called capitalism, baby.
I think it is.
Probably can't do that, though.
So the line was so long, right? Somebody videotaped it. I forget who. And it just goes on forever. I think there were some estimates the line was 2 hours. What did they cost? They were brought to us for free.
Susie said they were $8 a pop yesterday.
Okay.
Eight a piece? Yeah. Are you surprised seeing the other prices out there this year?
No, not at all.
No, that's why the Giant Slide is still the greatest bargain out there. It's $4.
Yep.
You know, it's $4.
Yep.
Not in the corn roast. Corn is still $4.
Yeah, I think the Skyride, the Space Needle, is only $5, I believe.
That sounds right. Yep.
It's a long line, though.
For what?
Space Needle.
No. Like, I walked by it a couple of times. There's
really?
Barely any line.
Well, we tried to do the Skyride when Q was out there.
Uh-huh.
Super long.
Line, yeah.
Super long. If there's like a sign where it shows how long you're going to have to wait,
yeah,
and it's $8, and you're willing to wait in that line, and Adam Carter shows up and it's for $15,
oh, no question,
not even a second's thought, right? Because I get people saying, "No way am I paying $8," and it's a very defendable position,
yes,
by the way. But if you're in that line for 2 hours, you know what you're saying? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Was today more emotional than other days for you with your oldest in her senior year?
A little bit, yeah. It's realizing that she's a senior, and man, time flies, man. It's just been seeing those pictures that I found. It's a big day.
I heard you and Jordana talking about and saying this is a year to, you know, mm-hmm. buckle down. I think Jordana's right. I think it's probably the junior year, right?
Yeah. I said I probably should have had that talk with her last year.
But it's still good. When does she start applying for schools? Or is she going to college?
Now.
Yeah. What about now? Yeah.
She wants to. She's got her eye on a couple. She's St. Kate's. Where her mom
went. What about where dad went?
No. I don't think she's even thought about it. I'll ask her.
Either one?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Is that because she's running from your past? Or
maybe. I haven't really encouraged him. I mean, my time there was fine, but I don't really go out of my way to bang the Gustavus drum.
Chad, time and place. The question was not appropriate in that situation. Jeez Louise. Talking about walls. Give me a break.
Yeah. No.
He's right in front of you.
Yes.
He's the vice presidential nominee.
A newsworthy item.
A newsworthy item is 6 hostages were tortured and killed, and we can't ask the vice presidential nominee that question? By the way, did you see Kamala this weekend getting out of the limousine? She's got her headphones in. Just to avoid even hearing the questions. Honestly, one interview, and we're not going to get another interview from a week out, are we? Week from today is the debate.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Is she going to do what's your guess? Will Harris, we're 2 months and a couple days away from the election. Yes or no, will she do a formal press conference before the election?
My gut would say no.
I don't think she
has to.
She should, though, right?
Don't go, yes. Just somebody who cares about journalism, yeah.
1,000%. You want to hang out for the next couple hours?
Nope.
Wow. Adam hates the show. Put it down in ink. Ari is next, and then early next hour, is Dave Harrigan a terrible parent?